Evening. So we'll continue where we stopped the last time. So what we spoke the last time is that the original beginning of the year, right? The world was created according to Shitas HaTosfos, according to Shitas Haran. The world was created on Chof Hei Elul, right? Bria's Adam was on a Friday, and that Friday was the beginning of Tishrei. Those 6 days before are called the 6 days of Tohu, right? Which is the year before the year of Adam. The year of Adam that he was created is really the year number two of creation, because creation had to start before, because Chof Hei Elul was when the world was created. And that year is called the year of Tohu. Chazal, the first moilad that we count all the moilades from it, is the moilad of that Tishrei. The Tishrei of that year prior to the creation of Adam. And that moilad was, and that's a halacha we saw last week in the Rambam, on a Monday, 5 hours, 204 halakim. It's the famous moilad Baharad. And this is the first moilad. From then on, you could chain a moilad for the next moilad. Moilads are always unique, right? Moilad is what's called the synodic month. As then you know, the synodic month is an average because they change. So we have some kind of called the median synodic month, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 700 halakim. And you chain and you come to count. That's how we verify if a person knows what here is standing. You could calculate the moilad even if you don't have a luach, just chaining it back to all the way to the primordial moilad, which was the moilad of Tishrei of the first year, way before the meorahs are created, right? Meorahs are created only on Chof Ches of El, right? 11 months later. But this is what's called the primordial. And that primordial moilad, what it means is that there is a giver, the sun, and the receiver, which is the moon. And these two were synchronized. And that's called the Moilad Baharad, which in essence, in its very deep sense, is the creation of the world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to emanate, to give to creatures, which are on the receiving end. And that's why is that called the Moilad. Now, says Rabbeinu Bechayim, we saw last week, if you count the Breish, base, you count 42 letters and you get to the Hey of Bohu. Then you count 42 letters, you get the Reish. 42 more letters, you get to the Dalet, which is the Dalet of Vayavdel. Right? Of separation. Because God created, that's the Baharad, is the creation of that separateness. The ability for God to create something to receive Him, to be able to perceive Him, right? And that is the moilad, the first original moilad, and there are 42 letters between the Baharad, from the base of Rashis to the Dalet of Vayavdel. Now, we're going to expand upon this idea, and we'll see how basic and primary this idea is for our understanding of how the universe functions. So we'll start. That's the Shlo. The Shlo says like this, Pamayim Eke, and that's very related, very, what you call it, very nogea, very pertinent to Parshas HaShavua. The name Eke Asher Eke, where God says, I will be, which is the name of desire of Him becoming a presence. Twice Eke is Oile B'minyan Membeis, that's 42. So 42 is the name of Eke, which is each one is 21, Shem Shel Mem Beis. So that's why there are 42, because Eke is the name that God says, I will be. I will be means I'm ready to present myself to somebody else. The Shlo himself says it, the Eke, the name I will be. Moshe Rabbein asks Hashem, what's your name? He says, I will be. This is what's called Shoresh Kol HaShemus. This is, the Ramban himself says, this is the root, this is the beginning of all the names. Because the concept of a name is for somebody else. You yourself don't need a name. You don't need a name for yourself. You only need somebody else to grasp you, to hold you, to call you, to relate to you. It's a relational concept. So Eke is God says, I will be there. I want to be in different formats. I will appear. I will be a presence in different ways. In times of din, I will be din. In times of eke asher eke, like he says, I will be what's needed to be.
So why you double it? Because
we are going to see what's the double. Why is the double? And that's the key. That's why today's shiur is the dual duality. Right? Very good. Why it's twice a day meke? Eke is Hashem says, saying, I will be. Havai, yudke vovke, is when he creates a presence, which means he will be. The ultimate Shem Leosid Lovin, we're going to learn, is Iye, right? Bayom Ahu Iye Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, which is the fulfillment of that desire. God says, I will be, and then we could relate to him, he says, you will be. That's the fulfillment of that presence, right? Now, why twice? So says the Shloim, Masechet Psochim Matzah Shira, he says the following. When the world was created, the structure of the world was created, Nikra Bishtei Shemes, the world was created in a dual reality, which is, in essence, the two Heys of Shem Shamayim. Right? Shem Shamayim has two Heys. The word Hey, what does Hey mean in Hebrew? Not in English, Hey, but Hey is Hey Lechazera, here it is. When you present something to somebody, is hey. That's why if you want to make, like ho lachmanya, or some people say hey lachmanya, the Chabad says hey lachmanya, because the truth should be hey. But not only that, in Hebrew, if you want to make something very defined, very clear, very specific, what letter do you put before the word, before the noun? The hey hayidia, right? This is it. To say this is it. So the two hays, and we saw before, the two hays are a vav and a dalet and a yud and a dalet. Besod doidili. Doidi dalet vav, dalet yud. The two hays of Shem Shamayim. Says the Shlo, Nikra bishnei shemus. God's relation or God's presence, God's revelation in these two forms is Elohim and Adnus. Because this is Midas Adin. Midas Adin is the Tzimtzum. God is Metzamtzim himself because God is beyond everything, right? He is such a thing that there is, doesn't allow to anything else to exist. So he has to create a space for somebody else. And that's what it says, I'll be for somebody else. So he has to withdraw to create a presence. That is Midas Adin. That presence that God relates and reveals himself, he reveals in two dimensions, which are the two Hays. One of them is Elohim, which is Midas Adin, right? And the other one is Adnus, which is also a lower form of Midas Adin. That is the Vav. Now realize what Odin is. The Odin means that you exist, but he's your master. He controls you, he made you live. So this is a reification, a separateness. And this is called in God becomes a vav, right? He relates to you. He connects to you. But he connects to something different. That's what he called Odin. Yes?
When you say he withdraws, is the term that they use,
Tzimtzum? Tzimtzum. This is the famous Tzimtzum. He didn't create a Tzimtzum. He gave a perception of a Tzimtzum. It appears to be that he withdrew to allow us to exist. So that Midas Adin, that contraction of God, and God contracted himself to allow himself to appear, is in two levels. One is called Elohim, and one is called Atmos. Take a look at it says. Ki hu Elokei ha-Elohim, va-Adonei ha-Adonim. That's what he is, ki dipirashti leil. V'nizgalo mima-usoi. From him, he was able to create that perception, al-de-eke asher-eke. That's what he says, I will be who I will be. I will be in a higher form, Elohim, and that will lead to a lower form, which is Adnus. Elohim is the creation in Bina of Midas Hadin, which is the Tzimtzum, and that Tzimtzum led to the creation of a separate being that God, Kibiyochol, is the master. He's not it, he's the master. The mastership means that you're separate. So this is the creation, God's appearance. God says, I will be for you, Eke, is the Rotson to reveal himself. That revelation has two levels. One revelation is the Tzimtzum Midas Adin, which is the Hey, which is the Dalet receiving with the Yud, with the point, which is the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is able to be grasped. The only one, the second one is the allowance to a separate being to receive it. Vov, connecting to somebody else. One of them, you make yourself graspable, and the other, and it's very interesting, right? When you have an idea, you have a thought which is very, very deep. The first idea is to put it in words. That's why I always say it's very important to write it, because you're putting it in words, because ideas are amorphous, and then you have to constrain, to limit. And then when you have an idea which is written, you need to transmit to somebody else, which is the next level. You realize that I prepared the shiur. It's this process I go through. Right? First, I have to find some text that will be able to convey these ideas in a very limited form, because the ideas are so broad that you could speak forever and ever and nobody will understand anything. So the first thing is put it in words. And I spend time on Sunday looking for a text that will express the ideas. Now, the ideas are expressed in a very limited form, because, and that's why it's very important to realize that by expressing it in words in a text, you're limiting and constraining the idea, because the idea is much deeper. But that's not enough. Then I have to say, okay, now the idea is constrained, now I have to give it over to somebody else to explain, to make it, first I make it tangible, and then I make it transmittable. So first tangible, then transmittable. Tangible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself into Elohim, and then he created an ability to give. That's why the world is Shtayim Shem Arba. Yetzio is a Shabbos. Shabbos, how order the Rishu is this? Two, which are four. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu got himself out of himself. He projected himself in a two-step that you're going to see. It's really each two is made out of two. That's the duality that we're speaking about. Absolutely. So that's why it's here, Shabbos. That's why Shabbos starts. I'll tell you, interestingly, Shabbos starts very funny. The Yitzias HaShabbos, the Pasuk talks about you taking out the Oshir and the Balabite and the Oni. There's a Balabite and the Oni, and he takes out from the house and he puts it to the street and back. First of all, why Balabite and the Oni? And then that Mishnah starts about that and then goes to Erev Shabbos. It starts with this and then just skips it all the way to the 11th Perek. So the idea is, and not only that, Hoitzo on Shabbos, as I mentioned several times, is a very funny Easter on Shabbos. And Shabbos is also to take from the private domain to the public domain. That malocha, Chazal calls a malocha grua. It's already quotes, is a malocha that doesn't do anything, doesn't create anything, just moving things from here to there. But paradoxically, Isi, the Gemara quotes a Megillah story of Isi. The Isi ben Yehuda says there are 39 melochas, and one of them is not chayev, at least according to most Rishonim, is not chayev skila. It's only chayev chatas. One melocha is not. And we don't know which melocha it is. But one thing, says the Gemara, we know that one melocha, for sure you're chayev chatas and you're chayev also skila. You know what melocha it is? No. Hoitzo. Havar is machlekes. So Hoitzo, which is the least melocha of all the melochas, is the only melocha that for sure you're chayev. Makes no sense. And why does Yitzhiya Shabbos start such a funny mesechta? Starts with that story of Shabbos, and then goes back Erev Shabbos, lo Yitzhiya Chayad, Bamachad, meaning goes to Erev Shabbos, and all the way Hoitzo is only in the 11th Perek.
But Hoitzo is the biggest.
Exactly right. So much of it is, says Marl, because the defining concept of Shabbos is Hoitzo. Because what's the Shabbos? We rest because God created from the creation of the world, right? The creation of the world are separate things. But if you look in the big sense, on the Baharad sense, what is Bria Zoylam? Is the Baharad, the Hoitzo from the private domain, God got into the private domain. Is the Oshir, the Balabait, giving it to the Oni. That's the Yetzias Shabbos. So it's a melocha grua, it's a very, very weak melocha, because specifically does nothing. But in essence, it comes to represent in general terms what Shabbos is. Because Shabbos is the resting of the creation of the world. The creation of the world, not in specific terms, but in general terms, is a great hoitzoah. Is a balabai taking giving to the oni. That's why Shabbos starts with this. So as the maral starts with hoitzoah, because hoitzoah is the defining melocha of Shabbos. And this is it, the moilad baharad. That hoitzoah, God constrains himself, makes himself available, Elohim, he actually gives it over. Makes himself available to a separate being, the Shem Atmos. And Eke is the Shoresh HaShebus. God says, this is what I want to do. And that's how he presents himself with the two Heis. The Dalet is the Oni. Dal and Oni is the same. God presents himself first as a Yud, constraining himself, and then taking the constrained idea and connecting, which is in essence a Vov. So that says, B'china Elyoinam Me'eke. There is a higher form of Eke, the first Eke, Hamoyre Alavar, that's the past, that's before the creation of a separate being, who Shoresh El Shem Elokim, Ubchinat Eke Agolui, Lashonatid. And then there is the future, which is the future revelation, how this is going to take place, Shem Adnos. So it comes out, there are two forms of the giver. The giver as Elokim. Now Elokim is always relates to, in Chazal, this is called Midas Abina. I told you, when you take the thoughts that I had and I put them into words, is the constraining of the thoughts. I told you what God makes himself available. Taking the plan available. I take Chochmah and I constrain it within the constraints of Bina. That's the first one, the giver and the taker in intellectual, amorphic sense. And then there is the actual giving and taking in the physical sense, that life is always giving and taking. That's the physical sense. Says the Shlo HaKodesh in somewhere else in Toldos Odom, Vish Od Ichud Shlishi, Shu Prati Be'arba Sfiras. And this is the famous unity that we are supposed to do. Chochma Bina Tiferes and Malchus. The Chochma and Bina, I told you, in the realm of thinking, thinking fast and thinking slow, is the Shem Elokim that comes to constrain, and that's the Ichud, the unity of Chochma and Bina, the giver and the taker. And then, in the physical sense, in the sense of life as it goes on, what's called future life, givers and takers, is the concept of Tiferes and Malchus. Tiferes and Malchus is the Vav and the Dalet. Vav and the Dalet, Tiferes and Malchus, that's the concept of the Hay, that Ichud, that's the void of the Hay, the void of the first Hay is the Dalet and the Yud, which is Chochma and Bina. Okay? Rabbi said, this is life. All of life is the that's the moilad. That's the first moilad. Vayavdel. What's the moilad? Vayavdel. It ends up separating. God creates a separation. God of himself, he created a separate being. And that separate being is he constrained himself and he made himself available to give himself. That's why the Baharat goes from base, which is this duality. They allowed for the dweller to phrase all the way to the Dalet. Shtaim Shemarba. Bahara, the base to the Dalet. And that's the Moilad. So the Moilad is the creation of the world when he allows the sun and the moon disconnected. And all of life is for us to reconnect to God, to realize that we are not independent.
But originally, the sun and moon were supposed to be connected.
We are going to sit down the next one. That's Rabbeinu Bechaye. Obe Medrash. Now look at what the world, there is a flaw in the construction of the world. And by the way, this will explain life like you've never seen before. On the second day, which is the number two, doesn't say Kitoiv. The Medrash says because the Gehenom was created. Yom Shiyesh Lo Etmol, the first day that had a yesterday. The present had a past. You realize, because the past is God unity. The present is that separation of today from yesterday. So the second day is the day that there is a present separate from the past. The Ein Lo Shoshom is a day that has a past, but has not the day before yesterday. Has the yesterday, but not the day before yesterday. The first separation. So the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba somewhere else, because it's the day that the Machloikes was created. Shenemar v'imavdil ben mayim l'mamim. The first separation, mavdil ben mayim l'mamim. Omer Rav Tivyoy, ma machloikes sh'letikon oilom l'yishuvoy. Ma doch ha-machloikes that was made for the world to be able to exist, which is the separation of the mayim ha'ilyoinim and the mayim ha'tachtoinim. Lo k'siv bo kitoiv. Machloikes shi'il irbuvo sh'olam. Machloikes has caused the world to be destroyed. Lo kol shken u'birayinen. Ki ha'sheni t'chilas ha'shinoy. Sheni is the separate. When you're separate, is the beginning. Sheni is shinui. That's the beginning of the change. The change that went to a separateness. Became a real separation. Ulikach nikra sheni. That's why sheni. Sheni means it's the next step. God was the first step. This is the beginning of the change. When there is creativity, there is change, there is a secondary, there's a second.
If you are seeing...
Bein ha'oir v'bein ha'choshech is still not a separate mekabel. This is a process. A process goes from Baharad all the way to the second day, which is the number two. The separateness means there is now a clear demarcation and separation. Mayim ha'tachtoinim and mayim ha'elyoinim. V'hu ha'siba l'chol chalukah v'shinui. That's the beginning of separation. So tell you that you know what the source of Gehenna is? Machloikes. Because machloikes is that you prevent the unity of the giver and taker. That separation is what creates Gehenna. You know what Gan Eden is? To reconnect to the giver. Ve'atem hadveikim b'shem chayim kul chavayoyim. Because Baruch Hu created a flaw. That separate being wants to go its own separate, merry way. Wants to create a machlekes. Ma she'omer ke-machlekes, ke-kima she-machlekes ger min-divur ba-ba-yom, lamadnu she-yom ha-mazik. That's why Sun Monday, the number two, the day two, is the day that all the damage of the world lies on the second day. U'lekach osur chazal ha-tzchi bo-melocha. That's why you cannot start work on Monday. People don't start working on Monday, they do something from Sunday, because it's a day of machloikes, of separation. Separation always creates machloikes, always creates a problem. V'omru b'zoyer, ein matchil b'sheni. The Zoyer says you should not start the melacha d'sheni. L'kachos gam ke l'chol zugos. That's why you cannot eat pears. Why? Because pears by themselves, you'll see that they mean they're separate. That's a separation. A separateness creates destruction. You don't drink two things. This is the beginning of machloikes. This separation is the beginning of the ultimate separation, which is the flaw of this world. And this is the beginning of all the separations that you become disconnected from Hashem. This problem became worse and worse. First was the separation between the water. The second was the tree and the fruit. The fruit was supposed to be part of the tree. And today they're separate. The tree doesn't taste like the fruit, and the fruit doesn't taste like the tree. They became separate beings. They wanted to have their own... You see, always the first day, the second day is the separation. Then there was a self-identity. They wanted to be self-identified. The fruit wanted to be the fruit, not taste like the tree, and the tree didn't want to taste like the fruit. Create self-identity. Viola staker la esto is a pri. Obarevi, and the revi, kiter gal levona. Then is the moon. That the moon not only wants a self-identity, it wants to have a self-orbit. It wants to orbit on its own. Even more separation. There are two kings, but even though they're separate beings and separate entities and separate existence, they don't want to share the same crown. They want to have each one its own orbit. In Bachamishi, what happens in the Chamishi? In the Chamishi, not only they had now a separate identity, they had a separate orbit. Nimlecha bazugo shel Livyosan. Livyosan kills his own mate. This is the Livyosan they were creating as a pair, and one of the mates gets out of the game. Darchu Chazal, Siris is a Zohar, Varech Tachiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesares the Zohar. He castrated the Zohar and he killed the Nekeva. Umor chalat tzadikim nasilah. One second. Ubashishi chotu Adam vechava trugan eden. Adam vechava did the famous Etz Hadas, and the Etz Hadas we're going to see. You know what Etz Hadas is all about? Is the ultimate separation. Then to reconnect is not natural anymore. You created a separate identity, a separate orbit, and you went to a point that you killed each other. But now it's just the opposite. It's not that you kill each other. To connect, you need das. It's not natural to connect anymore. You need das. Besoid in kishu yalemi das. Das today, to connect, you need das. Without das, doesn't connect. That's why das is connected. Ve'adam yadait chava ishto. And that's the flow of the world. Like if we're going to see the chet etz das, is that connecting to the giver, you need das. Without das, it appears to be that this world runs on its own. It's not obvious anymore that there is a giver. So imagine, we wanted the self-identity, we wanted to be able to run independently. The running independently is the soid abchir, right? I run independently, I do whatever I want. Which allows me to kill the other side, to really separate. And then Chet Etz Hadas tells me that we are now separate in such a form that unless I take my step to connect, I'll never connect. Chazal say that that's why less ksuva, the less batigra. To get married, there is always a big fight. Anybody who has been involved, Chazal know that you have to have a special brocha. It's so interesting because they always say you take two people who don't know each other, and they actually have to build within 3 months probably the biggest event of their entire lives, spending more money than they ever spent in their lives. Doesn't make any sense. There's always a machlokes. Because that's Yisrael Dover. Today, the world created these two separate beings that they don't connect. You have to reconnect. That reconnection is the void of this world. All the void of this world is for us to reconnect to Kodesh Boch. Because the world was created that separate being, and there was a flaw that separate being continued becoming more and more and more and more separate, up to Etz Hadas. That after Etz Hadas, it's not natural to connect unless you have das. Unless you use your really your das to try to connect. Let's continue. After the second day, you created that separation decision. It was caused because of the second day. So this is the flaw of the world. The flaw of the world is that creation, which was created as a separateness that Hashem gave, now that separation disconnected, and the void of this world is to reconnect. Why did Hashem do? Because that is the... If you understand, this was what the Nahama de Kisufa. The Nahama de Kisufa, Kodesh Boch, which happened even by Brias and the Keva. The Brias and the Keva, I told you, the Zohar and the Keva were connected. But they were connected by their backs. They were connected. But you know the problem if you connect by your back? You can't go nowhere. So Chazal said that the male went and the female followed. So Kodesh Boch separated them, that each one can go in its own way. But when you connect from the front. So in other words, the connection that is done with struggle is much greater. And that's not Nama de Kisufa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us connected from the back to say that in essence, we belong to each other. But then the famous Nesira, he cut us. That cutting, the umbilical cord that you get cut from the back, is all this process, the creation of Ek. God says, I'm going to be. For me to be, I have to allow existence in two steps. Is the ultimate duality, is the Him, the Elohim, and the Adus, the separate one. And then that separate being tried to fulfill that separateness and went separate and more separate and more separate until it became totally separate. And now it has to reconnect, but when you reconnect, it reconnects face to face because you're really searching Him. Is something that belongs to you, but you have to search. This is the Soida Dover that is the same thing with Torah. You learn Kol HaTorah Kula before you're born, and then it separates from you, and then you reconnect to it. This is the life looking for connection. All of life is looking for connection. We just have to find the right connection. We are beings that we cannot toiv heyoisa odom levadoi. The person can't be alone. He needs to reconnect to his mate. And the ultimate mate is the connection to his creator, to the ultimate giver, to create the ultimate baharad. Before we do this, I want to skip to the next one, which is the shloh. Now you're going to show you something very cool. We have, how many in this cycle of 19 years? We have 12 years, which have 12 months, called Shnat Pshutas, and we have 7 years, which are doubles, which is connected our alphabet, the Aleph Beit. The Aleph Beit has 12 letters Pshutot, which have only one way, and then there are 2 double letters, called 7 double letters, called the Beged Kafrat. Beged is B, Beit, and Veit, Gimel, Gimel, Jigmel, Dalet, Dalet, Jo, Kaf, Chof, Pei, Pei, Reish, we don't know. Right, Reish is the only letter that we don't know when they will talk about it. We lost, how do you say Dogish and Rofe, and Tof and Sof, the double letters. Double letters are connected the years which you have doubles. What is the chidush of the doubles here? Because what happens is that separateness created that the orbit of the sun and the orbit of the moon, in the physical sense, they are out of sync. One is 355 days, on average, and I'm saying the longest it could be is 355, and the sun is 365. So the smallest difference between the orbit of the sun and the orbit of the moon, because they're separate, how many days is it? 10 days. That's Keneged Aseres HaBitshuva, says the Gro, to reconnect, that we try to reconnect to the Shvohu. 7 years in the cycle, we reconnect with the 13 months, that the Shnasa Chama become part of Shnasa Levona, which is 13 Keneged Echod, that's a connection, and that's why those years are special years for Tshuva. Because you get to reconnect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why the experience of the Yomim Tovim, which is the encounter with God, it's always predicated upon the solar calendar and the lunar calendar being in sync. Because that's all Yom Tov is. Yom Tov is you're reconnecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's the predication. So he says like this, the sun and the moon were created equal. They were using the same crown. Now you make yourself small. Chazal talking about the sun and the moon, which is the physical. They're talking about the concept of the sun and the moon, which is the giver and the taker. This is the klipa. This is the ra. The ra is the separation, that we want to be independent. We want to make the world independent, our lives independent from the giver, which is Hashem. That's the sotin that tries to make that separation. You'll be a full synchronization back. Then everybody realizes that we depend on Hashem, we are connected, and that connection will be the source of life. The only reason why we need the Shnasa Yibur is because of the Kitrug Arech. Because what means the Keser Echad? It's not that they were, the idea was that they would have the same orbit. They would have always the same orbit, so they will always be connected. Huh? That's why it's Keser. Vatash Disparda, now that they are separate, means the orbits are separate, they don't go together. Each one goes in its own merry way, and the Levon is much smaller than the sun, but that's why I need 7 Iburim. 7 doubles. That's why the Aleph Beis is 7, which is Beged Kafrat. What's Beged? No, Beged is ultimately Begida. Right? And Kapora. Right? Is the Kapora of the Begida. The Begida is the separation that you want to go ahead and you want to rebel. So the 7 is the Beged Kafrat. Right? And that's why the 4, we don't know how to pronounce the Reish. Because this is only lost in Lovi. The Reish, we don't know how to pronounce. The only letter that was lost, Ari Kaplan already notes it. The only letter that was lost, the double way of saying, you see, the Timanim have all the letters. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chof, Pei, Taf. Reish we don't have. And there is a reason why, because the full kapor is not done until Losel Lovay. To compare, to equalize the two. Those Iburim that came because of the Kitrug, that was called the reason for the Ibur, is because that separation is what created Chet. Therefore, when the year connects again, is the time to Tshuva. That's why the Asara Semi Tshuva is Asara Tshuva. That's why we are in the weeks of Shovavim, right? If anybody knows, in Shnas Haibur, the Shovavim, which is the years of Tshuva, is Shovavim Tat. We go also to Tumat Tzaveh, right? Because it's the ultimate connection of the Mishkan, because it represents the ultimate connection that was missing. That's the Tikkun Nuchat HaYareach. Now, let's see the Meshech Chochma. Okay, we have time. V'omru li mashmoi. This is a famous Meshech Chochma, and you see how givaldic Torah is, how everything fits in. Once you understand this Soid HaYibur, you understand everything. Eke asher eke, eke shlachan elechem. Yom shekatavdi parshas Baruch Hashem, eke shtei p'yomim chof alef. Now, eke is 21, times 21 times 2 is 42. 42 is the traveling, right? I told you, because it's God's saying, I will be 21 and 21. God's revelation is connected. The chof alef shem shebatfilin, the 21 shem shomayims in tefillin shel yad, and 21 shem shomayims in tefillin shel rosh. Because tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh is us, that we are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echod. In thought we connect to the giver. I told you that's the Elohim connecting Chubina to Chochma, to realize that we come from something much bigger. And our actions connecting, which is the Shem Adnos. That's why we say Hashem Echod. But you know it's interesting also, and therefore Betziruf, Mishmen Beis, there are 42 Shem Shemaims. Because the Chof Aleph are the two beings, is the Tfilin Shel Yad, the first eight, Tfilin Shel Rosh. Tfilin Shel Rosh is connecting our thoughts to his being and our actions to connect him, taking it, giving back to him, right? Connecting. That's why we say Hashem Echod, Shem Shomayim, 21 times in each. But you know what's interesting? HaKadosh Baruch also wears Tfilin. Why? Because Eke is God shows to us the sun and the moon. We receive and connect from him. That's the Tfilin, our Tfilin. His feeling is that he gives to us Elohim and Adnos. Now he says something beautiful. Take a look what he says. Hashem anoira sheyode mosel beis. If you know this, you control the world. The Shem and Beis, if you understand, Shem and Beis is the essence of this world. Is the givers looking for, the receivers looking for the givers. You control the world. Because then you're connected to Kodesh Bohu. This is the Yesoid people of what the Meshech, what the Nefesh HaChaim said of Bitochen that he spoke. That if you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one giving you the Koach, nobody can win over you. Right? Because you realize that you're the receiver and he's the giver, both in your actions, Tefillin Shel Rosh, Shel Yad, and Tefillin Shel Rosh on your thoughts. All your thoughts emanate from Torah. That's why to make up an idea without having a source is breaking that ichud of Chochma and Bina, which is the Tefillin Shel Rosh, that you connect to a giver. Because man shebein einecha yushtayim, that's why you need the two tefillins. For to have the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you need the Tefillin Shel Yad. He explains like this. The Tefillin demore alma shekosu beim avas yisur malosa. In the Tefillin Shel Yad tells the same way we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu without feeling, Shem Echad 21 times, the Tefillin of Hashem is Hashem wanted to connect to us. The giver connected to us. That's why Tefillin demore alma maksim beu, what's really the Tefillin of Hashem? How much he loves us. How much he wants to give us. Im kvoid Hashem izborach begolu bekiyum. So that's why it says beautiful. There are two ways Hashem relates to us. One is the Tefillin Shel Rosh, one is the Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Rosh is the ideas beyond the physical. I just told you, right? Which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us with miracles beyond the Teva. The Tefillin Shel Yad relates to the Shem Adnos, which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of the receivers, which is the world of Teva. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in his Tefillin with the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Rosh means the Gilui Lemala Min HaTeva, which is the Gilui of thought, and the Gilui of action, the world of action, which is the world of Teva. That's why he's going to explain that the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you always leave it open, and the Tefillin Shel Yad needs to be hidden. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in the world of Teva, hidden. Nobody can see it. And we relate to the Tefillin Sharosh. That's why the Tefillin Sharosh is always open, and the Tefillin Shelyad is always closed. That's why you can have the Tefillin Sharosh. You cannot have the Tefillin Sharosh without having the Tefillin Shelyad before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never relate to us above the Teva, unless he relates to us in Teva and you recognize that. But the Tefillin Shelyad can be without the Tefillin Shorosh. And this is the relationship that we are tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beginning of the Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kesher Tefillin. We connect to him and he connect to us. The giver and the takers in the two realms, Elohim and Adnus, the world of physical and Teva, and the world of thought, which is the world of Lamala Min HaTeva. The Lord says, "Vezel tefillin sheberosh, she'az mem beis b'shleimus. Aval keshashgoche hi be'astoras ponim. When there is a hastoras ponim, the Kodesh Baruch is not showing us; only goes through the teva. As nidgala tefillin shelad, then we have tefillin shelad without tefillin sherosh. She'inu nile rabim k'mo she'ya ve'yal chal leois ve'lo alchem leois. That's why the aloch of tefillin shelad that you have to hide it; you don't show to anybody, because that is when the Kodesh Baruch relates to us in a way that's not clear to everybody." Is through Derech HaTeva. Ve'azav b'china samuni banaich banecha kichul da'dora b'ikvabatim. It's like an animal that's hidden in the holes. Ve'zeo shamar eke asher eke ze shmi b'anogni. That's why Hashem says I have two names. First one is eke asher eke. It's the real gilui. It's the double gilui. Who I am and what I do. That's when you deserve, because then you see Derech HaTeva and lemala mi Derech HaTeva. She'az ru kol ami ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha u'be'asha Hashem begolui. But there is an hoga that is only eke. It's only the physical. Kodesh Baruch Hu does it to us hidden. As I rak eke shlachani she'inir ez rak tefillin shel yad. It's only tefillin shel yad. That's why tefillin shel yad can be without tefillin shel rosh. Ve'ze ma she'omar ha'itz duki. That's why that duki comes to the Jews. The duki at that time relates really to the people, to very similar to the idea of the tzuk, but the Christians that were saying that you just because it's a shalif, it's tzuki umina. So people say that this is a Christian, not tzuki is a toast, it was changed, was mean, was a Christian. Because the Christian always says that God abandoned us. And he told Rava, he covered his face and he says, Ama the osti upon him, and you are a nation that God covered their face from you. Achvele, the Moira answered him, Oid Yodin to steal, his hand is still with us. Shenemoru betzel Yodin kisisicho, that's the Gemara in Chagiga. Shelo shafapik, so you wanted to say, the Jews, you don't have prophecy, God hid his face from you. So the anhog of the Tefillin Sharosh is not with you. But he says that Tefillin Sharosh inu nira uponav. Right, it's not clear for us the Shem Shamayim Limala Miderech HaTeva with Tefillin Sharosh. But the Tefillin Shel Yad through Derech HaTeva, which is through his actions, Rechimusi legabonika, we still have Rechmonas of Hashem. Shenemur betzilat k'sisicha. V'yen b'adavtoi pashastuki, shashgochi behelem, kumizman ha'golos. And therefore, the Tefillin Shel Yad is always here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always relates to us. He relates to us b'derech HaTeva, through the nature, not above nature, if you don't deserve. Hu'aruch az HaKadosh al-mokum mikdash behelem. So, the Kedusha, we know that the Kedusha always is here. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha could be apparent or could be a hidden Kedusha. Even when the real Kedusha doesn't exist, there is a hidden Kedusha through Derech HaTeva, even in the Beis HaMikdash. V'oymed achar kosleinu, that's why the Kosel never gets destroyed, because there is a Kedusha that can be seen. Lachen also l'akriv v'mokom mikdash. That's why you cannot bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, shebegolot in yiru kedusha al HaMikdash, because there's no kedusha there. Aval lehakir bebomes, but to make korbanos anywhere else, you also can't do it. Why? Shebehel moed kedusha kayem, is because that kedusha of tefillin shorosh is not there, but tefillin shelyad is. The kedusha of lemala miderech hateva is not there, but the kedusha with derech hateva is still there. Mevuar meoid vashomar shemizborach l'shloimoi. Higdash esabai sajesh shmi sham ador. This Hashem says, this Beis HaMikdash will have a Kedusha forever. That Kedusha forever is the Kedusha of Tefillin Shel Yad, which is the relation that Kodesh Bochut was through the nature. Shebizman agol gam kin kodesh, omnam rak bigol, is like Tefillin Shel Yad belvad. Agol is all Tefillin Shel Yad. Vehoi eina ilibi sham kol ayom, shibon shibidan sorol beretz vasorol, nisim nasa Mikdash levad vakvuyim, az roim cholam yaretz kishem etchkan alecha. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were miracles, there was not only the anhaga of Adnus, which is the Hoga Derech HaTeva, there was the Tzimtzum, which is Lemala Miderech HaTeva. Yorim Mega. Vezitfim Shrosh, Sheshneim, Hem Shem, Hem Beis, Veze Eini Libi Sham Kolayomim. Veze Eini Hutfilim Shrosh, Bene Necha Ve Libi Zetfilin. That's what it's called, the heart. The heart is hidden, is the feelings, is Tfilin Shriyot, and the Einai, and the eye is Tfilin Shrosh. Shem Sima Keneged Elival Balayel, Zem Rak Tfilin Shriyad, whenever Kudosh Baruch Hu hides himself, he's on Tfilin Shriyad, Bako Mikdosh, Shemos Lezor, Bako El Bolimen. Bagmor Beved Agilu Ilim Litzi, Indesh Musofim Biyochid, Bishloish Shoi. So one of the things the Gemara says, he should not daven Musaf of Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours of the day. And we by saying what says why? Because the Oisim Batu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first 3 hours of the day, he's learning Torah. Dichsiv the Emes, okay, because it says Emes Knevan Tibkor. Din the lo ksiv be Emes, over lifin shasadim. If it says Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only acts with the sadin, nothing beyond. Kem mefurush benechem, im yishpot, im yishoy v'tel Emes. Lachen omer v'chol maminim, that's why he explains in the chol maminim. Kol maminim should die in Emes. Everybody believes that he's a dying emes, meaning his din is the ultimate din. Dechsiv be emes. Ve'az eino is libshosadim. That's the din, which is the pure din, is called emes. And then it says, you know where you see the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hehogu ibeek yasher eke. The ultimate midas adin is the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the two names eke, that he created himself. I'm going to present myself who I am, and I'm going to give it over. That's the ultimate midas adin. That's why if anybody knows on the Shir that we sing, or what you call it, the one that we sing, V'chol Maminim, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan HaEmes, HeHogu Be'ek Yashereke, the Dayan HaEmes, you see, Be'ek Yashereke, the Shem HaEmes, Shem HaNoira, Sheyodu Mosele, L'Bihez, V'moisim, Oysa, L'mi Shema, V'lal Midoysav, that's why that Mida only goes to somebody who is really ready to be Mekabel, Pedimokim, Oyvala Nifcha, B'mekadin, that's the Shem Mida Sadin, and therefore that's the one that is Din Bifnei Atmoi. So what we saw today is that Shemen Bey is the mar of the ultimate gilui of the world. Is the first moilad. The first one is the bereshis that goes for vayavdal, that separation, to create a separation. The separation is the separation of himself to the separation of us, the giver and the taker, right? And this is the idea that that separation went all the way through to create the chet etzadas, which is when connection is not natural, is not instinctive, needs das, and all the tikkun of our lives is to reconnect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the ultimate life here is connecting back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, realizing where it comes from, ideas that we have connecting to the source. Always connecting to the source is what we're looking here to be, and that's Vatem Hadveikim Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. That is the tikkun of Shana Meuberes, that's the tikkun of Aseres HaMitshuva, and that's of our lives, the Shem Ichud, what we say, Kutsh Abrichu Shchintei, which is Avodah Sa'odom, to really be mesaken and to basically travel back the Shem in base, to reconnect to Kodesh Bohu. And that's our own Shabbos, if you know, right before Lechadoidi, we say the Shem in base. Ana Bekoach, which is the creation and the reconnection to Kodesh Bohu. The Ana Bekoach is the Shem in base spoken out, and that's what we have every day, Tfilin Shal, Tfilin Shal Rosh. Tfilin Shal Shal Rosh represent the Shem in base, that reconnects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our actions and our thoughts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to us through his tefillin, we connect to him through our actions and our thoughts. On Shabbos, you don't need a tefillin, because Shabbos in itself is connection. That's why, the moon and the sun. If you look at it, sosim bevsmeichim betzeisam vesosim bevoyam, it's all representing this whole idea of the creation, which is the sun and the moon. If you pay attention, that's what it is. That's why it's the aleph base, right? The aleph base is the form of expression. That's why you follow the aleph base.